Siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 of the Voice of America. This Thursday, the 24th of December, 2020, on the eve of this year's Christmas, we thank the Lord that we've managed to go as far as this. This year has been such a challenge because of the coronavirus. Lomnyaka ukhanya ube mubi kakhulu kungenxa yobhubhane lolu ole coronavirus. Tinokuchingamidza yamadzinodiwa. Tiri kusangana muchirongwa chedu ngatikurukurei madzimai. Pa Voice of America pa Studio 7. Muchirongwa nhasi ndakamirira Marvelous Mhlanga Manyawuye pamwe chete naStandekile Mhlanga ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Tiri kukurukura nezvinhu zvakasiyana tsaukana. Sezvo riri zuva rakadongorera pazuro rekrisimusi mangwana chaiyi. Gore rinoranga rakangooma kuvanhu vakawanda pasi rose. Zvisinei kuti kuZimbabwe, kuAmerica, kuUK, kune dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica, South Africa, kunana Ghana, kwese kwese zvinhu zvanga zvakangooma, vanhu vese varungoti zvanga zvakavaomera. Vamwe vakarasikirwa nemabasa, vamwe havasi kutokwanisa kana kuwana chekudya chekuisa patable kuti vadye nevana. Zvikuru sei kunyika dzichiri kusimukira dzakaita seZimbabwe. Kutaura kuno, wandu hwevanhu vakatestwa vakawanikwa vari positive kuZimbabwe necoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Vanosvika ivo zviuru zvinodarika gumi nezviviri, 12,656. Ukatarisawo zvekare kuti pavanhu vakafa nezuro chaiye, pane vakafa vana, vakabva vawedzera huwandu hwevafa kusvika pari zvino kubva muna March pakapinda chirwere ichi muZimbabwe, vanosvika ivo 330. Namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sizakhangela ngokwecoronavirus. Sikhangele njalo ukuthi wonalo umnyaka uhambe njani kuze kube manje. Abanengi bakhala ngokuthi kube kubi kakhulu kibo, kube nzima ukuthi baphile bephansi kwama-lockdown, kungabe kuseSouth Africa, kungaba kuseZimbabwe, kungaba khona pa eMelika, kungaba njalo ngase-UK, kodwa ke izinto bevele zingamanga kuhle. Yiko ke sizaxoxa ngakho konke khona lokho. Sikhangele ukuthi okwamanje kusukisela ngombimbito ubhubhane lolu lungena eZimbabwe, sokube labantu abahloliweyo batholakala beligciwane le-coronavirus abedlula inkulungwane ezilishumi lambili, 12,656. Izolo kunje kuhlolwe abantu abedlula ikhulu batholakala bele COVID-19 abangaba 112, ngwafa abane. Okukhweze inani lasebebulewe yilolu bhubhane kwaba ngamakhulu edlula amathathu, 330. Sizakhuluma ngobhubhane, sikhulume njalo ngokunye okwenzakalayo empilweni zabesifazane. Kube njalo labanye akade besenza imisebenzi yabo yezandla bezama nje ukuphila kodwa ke bekunzima. Tichakurukurawo zvekare nemadzimai ari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vari kuitawo zvidavodavo zvokungozviraramisa munguva dzino dzakangooma kudai. Asi musati ndaenda mberi zvakanyanyisa, ndine munyarikani wandinaye parunhare. Tinokuchingamidza mai Nosisa Do.
Hello.
Makadini.
Ndipo makadini.
Yeho. Nkosikazi Nosisa, wena ke uyisizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala eGhana. Yeah. Ungasicacisela ukuthi nana wena ke ubone njani umnyaka lo oka 2020?
Ngiyabingelela bonke abantu abasalalelayo sikhuluma isixoxa nje kathesi. Ngisifisela ikhisimusi enhlaba yethu kusasa lonke. Mina umnyaka ka-2020 uqalise nzima and mina ngikumedia fraternity.
Yeah.
So thina kumedia we had to really carry out ama-campaign kakhulu ukuthi sitshela abantu ukuthi hey sokulo mkhuhlane onje. So emsebenzini sisenza ama-tapes, sisenza ama-videos, sitshela abantu ukuthi hayi gezani izandla, sisebenzisa ama-sanitizer, ligqoka ama-mask, ungaziboni ukhwehlela ongawujayelanga, utshisa umzimba, usehluleka ukuphefumula, bonela in ama-numbers eGhana Health Service ngapha eGhana babuye endlini bazokukhangela kumbe uhambe esibhedlela nje ubatshela ukuthi awuzwa kuhle njengoba ngapha eGhana imalaria yejayelekileyo but i-corona yabuya la ilama-symptoms amanye anganasilahle ngani imalaria so abantu bebengani bebengathathi seriously but mina kwathi sosangena ku-lockdown ngo-March eGhana. And then sasiphuma ku-lockdown after about 3 weeks. Ama-restrictions ayekhona, our travel sasingavunyezwa ukuphuma like ku-airport or ama-land borders. But i-airport ivulwe mhla ka-September 1. And then ama-borders alokhu e-closed. Ukuya to the beach akuvunyezwa for now. Kodwa mina mhla ka-28 October ngavuka nje ngizwa kuhle. Ngikhanda lichayayo natha amaphilisi mbali khanda lele alihambi alipheli nika lobuhlungu ngahambe emsebenzini ngaphenduka mbali khanda lele hayi lokho elingani alihambi no matter what I do ngase ngisenza ukuthi ngingene ngishone ndihlezi eromini ukudla kwami konke kulethe eromini khonapho ngisebenzisa imiganu engajintshajintshi imiganu ukuthi ngingatheleli ukuhle abantwana lo mkami and kwakunzima kakhulu kwakunzima
so singathi wena waba lama miles symptomsini kumbe RSV
mina ngabona amadokotela amaningi besenza ama-categories ayi-3 ukuthi lokhu kuku-miles lokhu kuku-serious and lokho kunjani njani but mina ama-symptoms engangilawo ngibone ngani hhayi ekhatha across ama-categories wonke. For instance, mina, I never lost my sense of smell and taste. But I had a challenge with hearing at some time.
Okay.
And then, ngansibale memory, like a brain fog. I couldn't answer simple questions. Indaba ze confusion. And then, ngakhona ke ngithi ngiyabe nginga kakhulu. Kodwa ngingachisi. And then inika nje ukuphefumula nje kwakunzima. Ukuphefumula kwakunzima kakhulu kimi. Akuphelelwa ngumoya. Ukudinwa. Ukudinwa ongajayelekanga. Ukuthi awufuna ukulala lokho umzimba wabo ukusinda. I-fatigue. It was very severe. Lokutshaya-ke likhanda lokho.
Kodwa walaliswa yini esibhedlela? Wahlala yini esibhedlela okwesikhathi?
Esibhedlela babethatha labo kuthiwa even i-inhaler ayisasebenzi. So mina because nga-asthmatic ngahle ngaqasa ukusebenzisa i-inhaler engathona ukuyisebenzisa when I was around 19 or so. So bangitshela so ukuthi ngingabona u-inhaler engane ayisasebenzi akusangincedi kumele ngingene esibhedlela. So eGhana ama-cases amaningi people were at home. Ama-cases la aqalisa ngo-September, October. Umkhuhlane ufika lapha kuqala, yes, anybody who test positive babekugcina bekumonitor and all. But mina ngahlala ngangisendlini the entire time and then isibhedlela sizabe sifona si-checka ukuthi namhlanje kanjani, nilele njani. And then endlini kumele bakucheke, I think every 3-4 hours nje bakucheke ukuthi uright. Bengakuyeduzane of course, bayavula umnyango nje babone ukuthi bakubize nje ukuthi uyavuka, because enye ingozi ekhona yena le ukuthi umuntu alalalala angasavuki futhi umkhuhlane lo. Infetiki lani lani. So mina ngami ngikhaya most of the time, and then ngase ngidinga imithi ahamba kuma platforms, you know, njengaba ama platforms abo Zimbabwe women in journalism. Ngazuza a lot of tips from fellow colleagues, fellow women abase Zimbabwe who are journalists.
Yes.
Bane abake badlula kukho banika ama tips amaningi. Amanye abanye ngabakhuluma amabizo abo omarriage njombira abantu. So many people were helping ngama tips ukuthi ulale ngesisu, you know, kwenza ukuthi isikhwehlela lesana esiza blocker amaphapho sibuye phezulu. You know, abanye bengithumezela amavideo ukuthi kumele uguqe phansi, ufake ikhanda phansi, ukhwehlele lokhana ukuthi konke okusethukeni kuphume, ukuthi kungablokheki, even though ngase ngiqalise ukuthatha ama-antibiotics. And then ngapha eGhana labo they really believe in ukuthi imithi isezihlahleni, is around us. So ngapha eGhana lakho ngangithatha amalokhuzeni in addition to vitamin C, ama capsules lana 1000. Still have challenges with insomnia. I still have challenges. So back to Kona, it's called long COVID, and there's a study that is going on around the world about people who have tested negative but are still struggling with ama symptoms and COVID. Ama long term, ama side effects. So kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu bagqoke ama-mask, basebenzise ama-mask, bageze izandla zabo. Ngikhonapha angikwazi ukuthi njengomuntu waziwayo ukuthi wena ngigqoke i-mask yami ngisenzani, I don't know ukuthi where I got it from. So ukhangele izimali ezasetshenzisayo ukutesta, first time positive, ukutesta ukuthi so-negative, amaphilisi imithi yakhona involved, amafood, izinto okumele ziyenziwe, and the psychological and the mental torture that comes with it. It's better to avoid konke lokho by just not getting it, yoni i-coronavirus. Kungcono ungayi mask utshiselwe sibili kodwa ungawuzuzi umkhuhlane lo, because still so abantu abaningi abanamali yama-check-ups. So abantu abaningi abakwazi ama-underlying conditions abalawo. So omunye umuntu engasila nge-coronavirus does not mean omunye umuntu will.
Yeah.
Asiwazi ama-underlying conditions.
Yeah, what do you say? Can you just briefly say out your, explain your experience in English now? When you contracted the COVID-19?
Okay, in English?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so on the 28th of October is the day that I recall feeling very unwell, feeling uneasy. I couldn't quite, you know, put my finger on it, but I knew I had a headache that even after taking paracetamol or any other, like, medication was not going away. I on the 29th it got worse, and I stayed home. It's only on the 4th of November that I got tested, and after about 12 hours the hospital called to say I was positive and I should go into isolation immediately in my home and separate myself from my children and my husband, which the call in itself was very traumatic for me. Yeah, it was traumatized. I was very traumatized after that, because as a journalist, I mean, I was well aware what this was. I spoke at length about it to my team, to viewers, where I work, and I worked on a lot of productions for clients and ourselves to get the message across to people that, you know, they need to take the necessary precautions, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds under running water with soap, sanitize your hands, you know, wear your nose mask, and, you know, social distancing. And here I was, you know, the one that now was unwell. And I couldn't even pinpoint where I could have possibly contracted it. I was at a loss as to where that could have possibly happened. So I stayed home, and I did isolate in my home. It was very difficult because my children are very young and wanted to know what's going on with me. So what I did was the hospital would call and check on how I was doing, and, you know, told me that should I find myself really struggling to breathe because I'm asthmatic, and they prescribed an inhaler for me, which I hadn't used since I was 19. If that inhaler failed to work, then I should be rushed over to the hospital, obviously calling in advance so that they protect themselves as well prior to my arrival. That never happened. I never had to be rushed to the hospital. But we thank God for that, yes. And, you know, my family never did get tested, but, I mean, we were monitoring if they would get symptoms. I had symptoms that I felt cut across the various categories that I had seen being put out there, because in as much as I was not admitted into a hospital, I did have issues with confusion and not being able to answer basic, simple questions. And I had, I never had a cough, which is one symptom that people look out for. I never coughed at all. Some of the chest pains I had was from the sitting position, not from the coronavirus itself. And I had the never-ending headaches. Mm. You know, my eyes were bloodshot, like they were red constantly throughout this period. I'm not too sure why, but they were just extremely red. Mm. And once in a while, my fingers, my toes would tingle. I couldn't really quite carry things. But on the 20th of November, I had to go for another test after about 2 weeks. And I tested negative. I was happy about that result. But it later turned out, you know, I got the result and thought I was fine, tried to get back to my normal routine, and I realized that a negative result does not mean you fully recovered, because fatigue and breathing was still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even driving, I even had a car accident after thinking I have recovered, and I wasn't ready, basically, to be on the road and to be working. So the issue of long COVID is something that media houses and I'm sure the medical fraternity should continue to look into, that those who have recovered, you know, what's the state of their lungs and their bodies after, you know, this virus has left. Mm. But it wasn't an easy experience, even mentally. So the issue of mental health, it's critical, because you are taking all this medication and all these, you know, vitamins and trying to eat healthy. You're not quite sure whether it's working or not. And when you have kids who also watch CNN and other platforms where they hear these figures, mm-hmm. you know, my children would come up to them and ask me if I would die, if I was going to leave them. You know, so it was mental torture for everybody around me. And myself as well, because I didn't know whether what I was doing was working.
I can imagine. I can just imagine.
So people need to really avoid all the symptoms and the financial, you know, side of the financial impact, the psychological impact and physical impact of this virus. People really need to pay attention to what's required in terms of not getting the virus and protect themselves, rather than going through all these things that I went through. And I'm here. I mean, I don't have my own family here, but there is a community of Zimbabweans that we're standing in prayer, you know, sending very encouraging messages, the embassy sending very encouraging messages to me. and my neighbor, although at some point I was afraid I had infected her because she was with me in my car when I was sick and I didn't know it. She turned out not to be sick, but she went the extra mile and she was preparing meals for me and my family and placing it at our gate nearly every evening at her own expense. So that was another side of this virus was the other side of humanity, the beauty of humanity, the beauty of people coming together to help each other out during a difficult time. Mm-hmm. Because I thought she'd be upset with me that I was sick and she's been in my car and she's got really small, a baby, and but you know, she actually chose to be preparing meals for us and my family. Mm-hmm. So that was the beautiful side of it, that I got help from unexpected places, from fellow journalists in Zimbabwe who are women, from my neighbors, from the Zimbabwean community here in Ghana, from, you know, it was just a negative and positive experience all at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. Regarding that, yambukire kuchishona now. Ngangoti ni mchidimbu. Chauno kwani saicho ucho. Ndozi ya kuti wakarele kera zhukuru kuchinjevele bati ngoti mchidimbu. So waka sangana nazo.
Coronavirus. Dakar warane coronavirus. I think Dakar tanga kubwa symptoms. Of October. So I came and Katura Makirisi, and then on the 4th of November, and the kind of magister tested positive. Hospital Wakafona about 12 hours after the test. But Kanauri positive, 104 nights. But Kanauri negative, sometimes even the next day, it may be never emailed, ne text message. Mm-hmm. But Wakafona, around midnight, kundoza kuti, you know, kana, you know, mrume wako, nasi mbetu, ngaende kunorara somewhere else, vana, you know, be by yourself in bedroom mako, make sure kuti zvinhu zvaunoshandisa kitchen, you know, haushei navo, your toothbrushes. Saka, yeah, ndakarwara about 15 days, and it, you know, it was difficult. Now the Shona is going, it was difficult, but
wakabatsirwa nevamwe here veku
Zimbabwe. Ndakabatsirwa nema Zimbabwe ari kuno kusereka, especially nema prayers. When I check on you, achindina matira embassy, and then ku Zimbabwe. The RIPA group, you know, the Zimbabwean women in journalism, Zimbabwe women journals, and IPA popa my journalist family had already experienced COVID. So I was in junior drama, kids could teacher you, you know, my period to put my drugs, my vegetables, my food could steam every day. So when I got back to Wanyevan, Wakawanda, Vamuya. I don't even know them, but the kabakiru aneva nvakawanda. Taka COVID, for me, my breathing problems, you know, msoro, my cold sweat, you know, tokeza kana four times per day, chichinja mbashita, chichinja mashis, because the whole bed ningeri wet, asindisina high temperature. And jambo kosora, saka vamwe vanenge vachiti muna no kosora ne COVID, muna ne temperature ne COVID. Inine ndanga ndisina kana temperature. And jambo kosora. Saka, don't judge from the outside kuti muno ane COVID akadai. Azvishandi, muna no testwa. Kutana yo kana utana. Because vamwe vanhu vanokwanisa kutogara. Vasina kana symptom one. But vachitaura, vachibvisa maski, vachitaura, pamadeske vanhu vachishandisa mapene vanhu kumabasa vachibata majoint zvevanhu vasina kusanitize and all that because munhu wacho anenge achiluka like ari healthy meanwhile munhu yeye maybe body yake iri strong because we don't know kuti we don't know how strong our bodies are until they are attacked saka vamwe they survive vamwe they don't but vanhu vane ma underlying conditions my high blood pressure my diabetes vaasinga vama kuti vane ma problems because mari dzacho dzokuchekwa havana saka vanongo survivor from day to day vasingazivi kuti ndaane sugar ndaane chii saka ukazoisa coronavirus ipapo it's a disaster
yeah inenge yato disaster
vanhu vanofanira kushandisa ma mask saka ma mask maoko ili soap 20 seconds under running water sanitizer social distancing for Christmas apa izvi zvokuti munhu ihama yangu you know anokwanisa kukurwara and you don't know it
tichi nguva dzedu ndo dzadyana mai nosisa jo woti ngiti ilizwi lokucina ongalichiyela abalaleli nge-coronavirus ngekhisimusi kunje ungakunike njalo lethuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangani
okay ngiyabonga kakhulu hayi ngakutsho nje ukuthi abantu bakithi sinanzelele singadinwa ukugqoka amamaski lokugeza izandla lokusanitizer singadinwa ngoba imali ezizangena umntu esigula ziyethusa njalo i-mental health iqakathekile ukuhlutshwa umkhuhlane ongaziwayo osarisetshwa lanamuhla you know kuyasinda engqondweni so kungcono ukuthi ungaguli kodwa nxa ulalela usilalela lapha sixoxa and usulayive leyo coronavirus ngiyacela nje ukuthi ubambelele enkosini uthandaze ucabange ikusasa yakho ungethuki uplane you know uzwayo ofuna okufunayo nje mina ngabhala an article ngesikhathi soneso isikhathi ososiphiwe la ukuthi uhlale phansi wedwa uyagula ye kodwa isikhathi la ukuthi ukucabange njengempilo nje ukuthi lapho sila khona ubona ukuthi impilo yakho ufuna ukuthi ihambe njani unathi imithomelo yenathi ukusteama usteame at least 3 times a day usteame nxa kulama lemon igarlic onion uboyile konke uzinathe uzinathele le honey yakho ngafuni unathi isifuba sakho kumele sitshone sigudumala unganathi amanzi aqandayo efrijini ungacali you know unathi into ezigudumalayo ube lethemba enkosini nje xa usilalela mina bangikhaya ngababingelela omama omama abaseRichmond umisese Mkandla lo Mr. Mkandla ebaseRichmond lemuli yakithi abantu bonke abakomazibuko kobulawayo abantu bakomlotshwa abakohadebo abantu bakondiweni abantu bakotshabango abantu bakontuli ongcebetsha sizosizwezanye kakhulu bonke ngiyayikhanyuka iZimbabwe bakithi
hayi sonke sinje vele hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu nkosikazi Nosisi Ndo njalo siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi hayi siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile kulolu bhubhane
ngiyabonga kakhulu nje nothenda isishona sengathoma isikhulu
okay. Elawu vele khisimusenhle. Siyabonga inkosi ngokusindisa uNosisado. UNosisado isizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kweleGhana njalo uyintathele izindaba. Sisebenzelaye eZimbabwe kathesi usesebenzela eseGhana. yena-ke ube wehlelwe lihlupho lokugula lokuthathela umkhuhlane lo owe-COVID-19 wagula, kodwa-ke siyayibonga inkosi ukuthi usindile. Uyo angari nosisado wanange ndiri kukurukura naye muchirongwa chedu chanhasi achikurukura nezvakamuwana apo akabatira chirwere checovid-19, asi akanovhenekwa iye zvino izvi akawanikwa asisina chirwere ichi. Asi anoti iye ari kukuzuzira vazhinji kuti varambe vachichengetedza utano hwavo, usamirire kuti unge uchibatira chirwere uzorapwa. Muchirongwa chedu sezvandataura pakutanga, sezvo tadongorera pakisimusi kudai, ndichapa mukana madzimai kuti vange vachitaurawo vachikwazisa hama neshamwari, sezvo iri kisimusi kudai. Okwamanje yesenza kwenza ikuti nyineke ituva omama njengoba kuluhlelo lwabesifazane kunjenje, njalo sesisondele sesilunguze kukhisimusi. Ikhisimusi langa lekhisimusi likhona kusasa. Asizweni ke ukuthi omama bona ikhisimusi yalo nyaka bayibona njani.
Ngiyalithanda ilanga elihle, ilanga elikhulu kangaka. Ngithi lilanga labomama namuhla. So ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama. Ngibingelela labomama baseRevelation Church of God. Ngithi ilanga elikhulu kangaka bomama, ilanga elihle. Mina igama lami ngingusindiso Mpofu. Ngibingelela isizwe sonke omama, omama abaqhakathekile, omama abaqhakathekile. Yikho ngiyababingelela kakhulu ilanga elikhulu kangaka. Bobaba liphathe kahle bomama, omama abaqhakathekile. Lwani bomama liphathe kahle obaba. Yembingelela konke ekhaya eJombe. Kona le esigabeni semavule esenjuti erunyararo emathandathini esilobela nalapha kobulawayo bonke nje omama jikelele, ngithi ilanga elikhulu kangaka sihlangabezana lekhisimisi. Ngithi injani khona ngapho, liphekani bakithi? Hhayi, thina siyapheka ngekhisimisi emfushwa. Yiwe siyabe siwupheka, yiwe siwujayeleyo, sesidiniwe ngalokho okumnandi lokhu. Ye, hhayi, siyabonga kakhulu. U-2020 lowu siyawuvala, singena u-2021 ubana nanilingene lingomama bahle, liziphathe mama liziphathe konke labantwana, ligcine kahle obaba, obaba yisi siqokoqela, obaba abayibaba abamele umuzi. Siyalithanda bobaba, singomama silibingelela, siyabonga.
Nindinaitwa Mike Linkenberg. Ndinoti rufaro kwamuri mese. Nguva ino yeChristmas ndinongoda kukwazisa hama dzangu dzose vari muno muZimbabwe, vakatekeshera neZimbabwe yese nevari kunze kwenyika. Ndichiti kwamuri stay safe, nyika haina kumira zvakanaka. Garai kudzimba dzenyu, mubike mabhodho enyu, mufare nemhuri dzenyu. If there was ever a time yamunoda kuita izvozvi, it's now. Ngatiregei kungofamba vanhu vari kupedzisira vane misodzi pamatama. Ndatenda hangu.
Okuqala, ngithanda ukubonga uNkulunkulu onguye ongigcinileyo kanye lemuli yami ngaphepha kulolu bhubhane olukhona. Ngisithi ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiphinde futhi ngifisele u-2021 impilo ende, kuphumelela lanxa nje siphakathi kwalolu ubhubhane. Ngiphinde ngibonge futhi uNkulunkulu osinike amanzi ayiyo kade esikhathaza kakhulu, engile themba ukuthi kuza kuba ngcono kusukusela kathesi kusiyangela ku-2021.
Makadi yenyu, inini ndinodzeyese umwanza, ndinogara kuHarare kuZimbabwe. Ndinoda kumoresa sister yangu Trish, ndomoresa husband yake Tinashe naJewel vari kuUK, nedzimwe hama dziri muno muZimbabwe. Nongoti Merry Christmas, vaine Christmas yakanaka. Isusu hatina zvedu zvatiri kuita zvakawanda for Christmas nenyaya yeCovid, tinenge tingori kumba tomboita brai tomboka na edukumba nungoti kwa muri koko stay safe
okomanje ye woti si kulume njalo labanye omama abesitela kubana bona ke umnyaka ka 2020 bawubone injani njobana akade sihlaselwe lubhubhane lolu olwe-COVID-19 regai iko zvinezvi ndipe mukana mamwe madzimai kuti vange vachititsanangurira kuti 2020 uyu vakamuona sei
from London but katesi ngobulawayo ngoba 2020 lo so bendete mpahla zami ngibuthe njinto zami zonke ukuthi sengilubhekise ekhaya kodwa ungafika lakho ekhaya uzama ukulungisa into zakhona returning resident ama-challenges akhona kodwa khona ngilokhe ngisalwa lakho ngoba hhayi ngale London ibe nzima kimi. I was bereaved and then I thought, hey, let me go back home. Home is home. The weather is nice, it's raining, but you know, so I could tell them and you could ask me in Ekaya and try and do whatever we can do. Ekaya konap. So that's my plan.
Maybe the learning sadness we do not beauty. Umnyaka lo bunzima kakhulu ngoba izifiso zami zonkade ngifuna zifezakale azifezakalanga. Kade ngifisa ukuthi alibana ngiyathola nje ngisebenze ezandla ukuthi ngizincedise ngawo nondla abantu abami as a single mother. Abantu abami engihlala labo, owami uyiwanda bakadadwethu engihlala labo. Ivini labo abakhona le ngaphandle kwelizwe kunzima kibo ngoba i-corona le ivale into ezinye. Mina mpilweni bengisebenza bengithunga umsebenzi wami wezandla wokuthunga so bengithunga thungela mama ngithunga amayinkomo abantwana besikolo ngithungela nabantu nje amamachechi bamachechi adivalwe so izikolo zavalwa so kade kungela business yokuthunga okunye ade ngifisa nje ukuthi ngivule umsika wami ukuthi ngithengise ngoda izinto zami ngithengise manje konke kube nzima umnyaka usuze waphela asikwazi le-Christmas yangikhona ukuthi sizayidlala njani kunzima kangaka. Umnyaka ozayo ngokufisa kwami bengikhangelela ukuthi ma ngingathola imali yesitathi ngode into zokuthengisa ngithengise ngithole le mali yokuthi ngithenga amalembu okuthi ngithunge into zokuthengisa ngithengise. Uthi umnyaka ukuthi uqalisa lami ngiqalise lawo engxenye kungaphile kangcono.
Uhamani?
Awunamala nonyaka endlala zona kunzima sibi.
Wena-ke uzophila ngani manje?
Lapho yikho yakho singazi khona uzophila ngani ngoba kunzima sibi. Pakathi sihlezi.
Umntwana wakho?
Ngowami.
Uyise umntwana wakho?
Ungiphi.
Uyamsapota wami?
Umnyaka ka-2020 ubungekho muhle. Sikhangelele kwezemali lapha, imali esiyiholayo ayiseneli kuhle. Lazi lezikolo ngala abantwana babuya belandile. Akukuhle vele ngathi le Khisimusi yalonyaka vele asuze siyikholise ngoba hheyi kunzima. La mafizi abantwana this and that, hayi akukuhle sibili. Nyaka ka-2021 uzaba nzima kithi kakhulu especially ababalisi ngoba abantwana bethu abafundanga lutho last year. So ukuthi size sikwanise ukuthi sibayenze ukuthi ba-grade amanye ama-concepts kuzaba nzima. So 2021 lo uzaba ngumnyaka onzima futhi kakhulu kithi.
Mina ngi-Mrs. Emily Sanda. Ngihlala lapha kobulawayo here in Zimbabwe. Year 2020 has been a very difficult year for almost everyone and kakhulu business people and for us women as well, because as you are aware, women now are always up and about trying to fend for their families. So bekunzima sibili ukuthi ever since March kuze kube le lockdown ama businesses amaningi avala. That means ukuthi sonke nibethe sihlezi ngkhaya. Bekungekho lula shu ukuthi siphile ngoba sonke nisiphila ngokuba lokhu esigijigijima sizama ukubona ukuthi singatholani phande ngapha. So isikhathi sonke lesi sisije kakhulu and kuze kube lakathesi khathi sesiya ku-festive season, abantwana laba babekhangelela ukuthi abazali labo bazenze okunye okukhanyayo, akulalutho. La mafees wona la afunekayo January kathesi isikolo zabe sezivulwa, asilalutho. So konke lokhu vele bekube nzima kakhulu. So kuhlangane lo mkhuhlane nalowo COVID, abaningi bayagula, abanye abakwanisi ukuthi bahambe kuma-test wona lawo lawe COVID, abaningi abakwanisi even ukuthi bathenge imithi ngoba iyadura. So impilo naleyi inzima kakhulu yithi sonke, kakhulu omama ngoba ithi esithona silabantwana, ithi esithona sikhangela imuli. So sikhangelana lakho kakhulu konke la ma-stress abo baba wona lawa yithi esiwathwalayo futhi ngoba kuyoba nxa esele stress sokunzima nkaya khonaphana, so sokumele zibone ukuthi siyabhalansa konke.
Mina ngingozandile Dube, ngihlala lapha eGwabalanza, ngiphila ngokuthengisa and isimo sesisibi kimi ngoba bengiphila ngokuemaxina. I-corona yeyi yasitshayelela phansi, manje sokunzima empilweni. Ngiyabhatala irenti ukuthi ngidle, njengeChristmas yalo nyaka inzima, akula kudla, akula mpahla. I-business ayiyenzi vele, akula business ehambayo. Angangiyenzile, sahlukana nabantwana bayi-two.
So ngobagcinile?
Hayi, bakubaba.
Okay, so wathatha abantwana?
Eh, ubaba.
Selo munye inkosiyazi?
Eh.
Okay, so wena ngathi somele uzigcinile?
Somele ngizigcine, senzehluleka lakho ukuzigcina kwangikhona ngendaba ye-lockdown.
Lapho uthengisana?
Amajumbo, maelo, lama-sweets.
Ikhisimusi yakukhalela ukwenzani?
Ikhisimusi lami bengikhangelela ukuthi lami ngidle i-7 colors. Manje yeyi akunzima, nathi amadrinki lami ke ngiphuza utshwala nje ke nginathe ngikholise nje.
Uthini ebantwini abangani bakho bafisele ikhisimusi baqamba ma bezibabingelela?
Whisper uDube lonamanko le muli yangithe yakoDube entaba zinduna, ngifisele okuhle labantu abamkhona ngalo snippet lo smaller emberengwa bafisele okuhle. Ngithi uNkulunkulu kabenzele okuhle, bangena umnyaka omutsha kuhle ngele njabulo.
Ye lawo-ke ngabanye babomama abakhulunywe labo yintatheli izindaba yethu iye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda ngoBulawayo babekele thuba lokubingelela izihlobo labangane njalo bachasisa ukubana wona umnyaka ka-2020 ububaphethe njani. Okwamanje-ke wothi ngichaphele ngale siyekhuluma ngokwenzelwe abesifazane abaphila ngokuthengisa, abesifazane bakuBulawayo abaphila ngokuthengisa abalungiselwe izambuzi emkambo lapho abasebenzela khona, ngoba sekubonakale ukubana akula zambuzi ezihlanzekileyo abangazisebenzisa besebenza khona lapho emkambo. Njalo kulilungelo labo abesifazane ukuthi batholiswe ithuba elihle elingaka lokuthi basebenzise izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo. Abenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association bamanyanela benhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abomama e-Women Institute for Leadership Development i-WILD, abathi bona bakubone kufanele kubana babe lomlando wokutholisa omama indawo ezihlanzekileyo ezokusebenzisa. Bethi ukuswelakala kwezambuzi kuyahlukuluza umuntu wonke ikakhulu ongumama. Njalo kumaviki edlileyo kulomama owatshaywa igetsi wabhubha ezama ukuzinceda emkotweni ngoba kungela sambuzi ebeseduzane. So ngakho-ke abe-WILD bemanyene labenhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa bakubona kufanele ukuthi benze njalo. Ngakho-ke umunisipala wakoBulawayo yena-ke uthi ulezambuzi ezithile ezingaphose zifikele kukhulu kodwa ezidlula kodwa zivaliwe ingxenye yazo. ngoba abantu bezisebenzisa uchapa. Ngakho ke lezi eza esezihlanziwe eza esezakhiwe kakutsha na bazipenda lokuhlanzeka phakathi bakhela futhi le ndawo yokutshintshela abantwana izishubo indaba indawo eziqondileyo zokulahla ingcekeza njalo zapendwa kakutsha lezi zambuzi. Ngakho ke uZulu ukhuthazwa ukubana aphathe kuhle izambuzi lezi lokuchinje nje kungabe lokuchapha bokulahlela ingcekeza ndawana yonke ngoba kungela muntu ozabuya lezo geziza lezo zambuzi kumbe ukuzithanyela. Asizweni ke emkhosini wokunikezwa kwezambuzi lezi okusemthethweni kukhansili yakoBulawayo.
Health Services, Dr. Iswanga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services, Mrs. Chikumalo. The Director of Health Services, Dr. Iswanga, the Acting Director of Housing and Community Services, Mrs. Chikumalo. The Director of the Women's Institute for Leadership Development, Ms. S. Kumalo and staff. The Director of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, Mr. M. Diweni and staff. Senior Council officials here present, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me pleasure to stand before you today for the handover of Republished Ladies Toilet by the Women's Institute for Leadership Development and the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. The City of Bulawayo is proud of this partnership as it is focused on ensuring that women who operate around this area have toilets that are in habitable condition. We are grateful that WILD and BVTA are committed to improving the state of these public toilets to WILD plus standards. The past year has been a learning curve for the City of Bulawayo on how we should improve the standards for public amenities so that they are indeed fit for the city of Kings and also help prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. The present renovation involved the changing on the floor from cement to ceramic tiles, adding of sanitary kit for disposing sanitary pads, addition of a nappy changing counter for women changing.
The work that we want to do as an organization. What we have done also, Makumare, which we have been designed on the market, the design of flour as we speak right now, but we are trying to sell to council, which is in Malovichi, with a proper infrastructure, and what is that? We have some of the strong development. We want to thank Flower City Council for allowing us to do this work in the city. Whoever is going to be seeing this bulletin that we are developing about the DA, may they come forward and support the kind of work, particularly in including vendors in city development or city planning.
City Council over
Amateur
City Council renovation. We organizations that are based lapha kuBulawayo asebenza ke lama vendors. So siboneke kuqakathekile ukuthi silungisise ke indawo leyo kwenzela ukuthi omama abayiba ababambekileyo emsebenzini we trading ku area le njengoba siyikhangele kube lula kibo ukuthi basebenzise ke ama facilities lawa banga bodaboda research indawo zokusebenzisa and njalo ezathi singena phakathi sizabona ke ukuthi silungisile njalo sayenza ukuthi kube lendawo lapho mama abakwanisa khona ukushintshela amanapheni abantwana. So siyathemba ukuthi i-facility leyi izathatha over ke i-council and imake sure ukuthi khona iyagcinekala kuhle, imentene kuhle, ikline njalo. And siyathemba ukuthi omama abazayisebenzisa bayisebenzise kube ngomama kuphela obaba bengangeni phakathi, but kube i-safe space for women that are trading in this area. Otherwise, siya nibonga kakhulu for coming ukuthi libe part of this event lapho esihenda over ke i-facility sesi-renovatile phakathi sayipenda.
Labo ke bebengebe inhlanganiso eye Vendors Association yabaphila ngokuthengisa nganye lo councillor wakubulawayo ukancillor Robini nganye ke lo nkosikazi Samkhumalo owehlanganiso ye Wild nalabo ke ngabakhele abaphila ngokuthengisa abesifazane abemkambo izambuzi ezihlanzekileyo zokusebenzisa lapho kube khona lapho ukutshintshela khona izithubo ebantwaneni. Aba banga bari madzimai esangano re-Women Institute, Women Institute for Leadership Development World, vakabatana neveBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association kuti vange vachivakira madzimai eMbulawayo vanorarama nekutengetengesa zvinhu pamusika kuti vavewo nezvimbudzi zvakanaka uye zvakachena. Apo vakatovapendera mukati vakavaisira nenzvimbo yekunge vachichinjira manapukeni vana vavo apa vanenge vari kushanda. Zvinhu zvinotendeka zvikuru. Pamaminitsi asaraya chiregai tidzokere kune mamwe madzimai achikwazisawo hama neshamwari muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Apo tinoti ngatikurukurei madzimai, asi ihluzeni bomama. Is the women's round table giving an opportunity to the other women in Zimbabwe to be able to say their greetings, their Christmas greetings, as well as just give them a platform to say out what they were experiencing throughout 2020. It has been such a challenging year for all of us the world over.
Zonke indawo lapho engabe likhona. Mina ibizo lami nguSoneni Ndlovu. Ngihlala eCountry Park. Ngibingelela omama bonke labo baba abagcinileyo. Ngithi happy happy Merry Christmas. Zonke indawo lapho engabe likhona. Hayi, thina lapho esikhona sibhizi. Sizamazama ukudobhisa lokhu lalokhu yana, sizama ukuthi sisebenzele izimuli zethu. So ngibingelela, ngibonga nje leli lilanga lalamhlanje. Ngibingelela lo wonke omama. Usongana nomama sonke singavukani sisebenzeni. Singalindini ukuthi obaba yibo abazabe lokho besikhuthaza, besikhuthaza, besiphathela lokhu nalokhu. Kodwa lawo bekumama ofunda ukuzenzela, ofunda ukuzibambela. Ngizobingelela ibandla lami le The National Faith Apostolic Mission of Holy Ghost. Wonke amagumu amanomhlaba. Ngiyalibingelela. Mina ngisebenza lapha emaketi lapho enisebenzela khona, ngithengisa igrosari. Abafuna igrosari yekhrisimusi fika nini phela, lingene emarketplace shop number 65C, ndizongithola ngikhona lapho. Yabona,
ndithikwawo fungai marasamuka, ndiri kuHarare Zimbabwe. Ndinongokwaziso vana vamai vangu vari kuUK, Faris Madok na Richard na mwana wangu Tania Ruvarashi ne shamwari sister yangu anonzi Nancy ne shamwari yangu anonzi Juliet Tsuru ari ku Austria. Ndoda kungovati vaine Christmas yakanaka kunyangwe zvino muri mu lockdown muno muZimbabwe. Ndoda kumhoresa mufudzi womweya wangu Apostle E Madobani nemhuri yavo nevana vese ve The Revelation Church of Jesus Christ ne nana tete vangu, madzikoma angu, mabrothers angu, ndoti naiyayo akwana.
Ngisathanda ukusisela abantu bonke izihlobo zethu endaweni ezithiyeneyo ukuthi babe lekhisimusi enhle, badlale kuhle umnyaka omutsha, baqaphele konke okuyabe kusenzakala, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela okwe-COVID ukuthi balandele imithetho yonke ye-COVID, bengaphongi ugcwala yonke indawo lapho ongafanelwanga khona. Bamenteni ama-numbers abaphiwe nguhulumende ukuthi kumele benze njani. Lalabo abangabuyanga abangafinyelelanga ngezizathu ezithiyeneyo, siyalikhumbula, silifisela ikhisimusi enhle nomnyaka omuhle. Siyazi ukuthi 2020 bekungumnyaka onzima, kodwa yilanga kumele sibiselebrate sonke ngoba sibiselebrate inyanga yonke kungakhethekeli ukuthi kuhamba kanjani kungakhethekeli ukuthi ulani kodwa kuqakathekileyo ukuthi sijabule sibaningi njalo sikhumbula ukuthi khona khona kulo mkhuhlane omunye omubi omamemetheka masinyane very fast so okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sinanzelele konke esabe sikwenza silandele le mthetho kahulumende ukuthi sizame ukwehlisa amathuba okuthi umkhuhlane lowo memetheke libe losuku oluhle libe lekhisimusi enhle lithokoze lezimuli zenu lapha elikhona
And Ibizolami Mkhwanyati, Thanda ukuwishela imuli yangkhaya, ngifisela inhlanhla yonke towards 2021 and for iChristmas ngiyalifisela konke okuhle, konke abaseGoli, izihlobo zami, ubhuti bami. Ngifisela ukuthi asifundeni ubonga uNkosi ukuthi isigcinile towards 2020 noma bekule COVID but usigcinile simbonge isikhumbulo uthando lwakhe kukho konke siyabonga lani ngifisela ukuhle konke nabangani bami wonke athi bengiphathisa noma kunzima empilweni yami ngifisela ukuhle Mama ngiyakuthanda babami ibukude bami hlobo zami bonke I wish you a merry christmas
inonzi maisuva ndakukwazisa womkhuma wangu anonzi chinai kantinaiti nashi nasekuru vangu tawanda vari kubotswana naamai vangu vari kuchifu
ngithanda kuthatha leli thuba lokubonga abanye bonke abangene kulolu hlelo namhlanje bebulisa izihlobo labangani njalo besitshela ukuthi umnyaka lo ubumi njani labonga omama bakhulunywe labo yintathele zindaba yethu uEzra Chisa Sifanda pamange michinzwa madzimai apo anga achitaura achikwazisa hama neshamwari vachitaurawo zvekare nekuti gore rino ra2020 ranga rakaoma sei ndinotenda zvikuru mutori wedu wenhau Kiri Mudzamiri ataura nemadzimai aya vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi tatarisana nekisimusi kudai mova nekisimusi yakanaka inotapira yakakomborerwa nyange zvazvo zvanga zvakaoma kudii asi ngatitendei nyadenga kuti vatisvitsa nhasi toti Ebenezer ngithanda kuthatha leli thuba lokulibonga lonke elenelise ukungena kulolu hlelo elithethwe amazwi enu nguEzra Chisa Sifanda abanye njalo abathathwa amazwi nguKiri Mudzamiri ayisiyalibonga ngempela ngithande futhi ukubonga uNosisa Do inthathela izindaba eyisizalwane seZimbabwe sake sasebenza sonke isibili eZBC kodwa ke kathesi usisebenzela emsakazweni oseGhana yikho ke uhlezi khona ngale njalo ngimbonga ngokuthi ukhululekile ukuthi asitshele ngokwamehlelayo lapho ehlaselwe yicoronavirus ndoda kutora mukana uno wokutenda madzimai ese apinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi asi kunyanya Nosisa Do anova mutori wenhau anova chizvarwa zvekare chekuZimbabwe uyo akati akashanda tese kuZBC asi iko zvinezvi ave kushandira kune venyuro iri kuGhana I'd like to say thank you to Nosisa Do for opening up about her experience as she is a COVID-19 recovery. Nguva dzedu ndodzadyana tingadai taraenderera mberi tichiri pamwe chete asi kwanhasi tomirira pano ngatisanganei zvekare svondo rinouya ndipraxitis Jeremiah asihlanganeni ngevhiki elizayo kuhlelo lwethu asiyihlizeni bomama khisimusi enhle engilifisela yona unkulunkulu angasakali kuzise yebo kube kunzima ngo-2020 kodwa-ke asibongenini usomandla ngoba kube kunzima kodwa-ke usifikisile lamhlanje sezisayibona ikhisimusi ka-2020 libe lelanga elihle